that even though the girl says, give the money to my husband, the Mishnah's Remeya says, no, nothing doing. We have to shlish, the third person that received the money from the father. He himself has to buy the property. He doesn't give it over to the husband. Why? Because the svar is the Yom Remeya holds, mitzvah l'kaim divrei emes. If a person told you to do something, and then he died, even though he died, there's still a mitzvah to do what he told you. That's Remeya's svar in our Mishnah. So therefore, if the father gave over the money, the $1,000, to a third person, and told this third person, I want you, when my daughter gets married, to buy in the field, so it's a mitzvah, the kaim divrei emes, that's Remeya's svar in the Mishnah, even though the daughter says now, give it over to my husband, nothing doing, it's a mitzvah, the kaim, to listen to the father, and you have to, the third person himself, he himself, has to give the money, buy the field for the daughter. See, also the same thing also. Since the father's das is here to give over the property to somebody else, and he only left word that he only wants his son to get a shekel, nothing more, just take a mitzvah, kind of give your mace, to listen to the father, and don't give the sons more than a shekel. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Marukfa. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Bein shama tenu. Whether the father said a lashon of tenu, give my son a shekel for each week. Obein shama al titenu. And even if the father said a strong lashon of, don't give him more than a shekel a week, still if the prices go up, and a shekel is not enough to live on for the week, but you need two shkolim, you need a seller, the locker is noisnin lehem kol sarkim. The locker is not like the brisa. The locker is we give them exactly what they need. We give them the seller we give them. Why? Why is that so? Since we passed, like in our Mishnah, according to Remeya, that there's a mitzvah l'kaim divrei emes, and the father said, don't give my kids more than a shekel, so how come we're going to give them a seller? Why are we giving them two shkolim? And with the Gemara, hani mili b'mili rachmanaisa, that's only in other things. When the father says to do other things, there's a mitzvah l'kaim divrei emes. But over here, when the father left word about giving his children, we said the svar is meinach nicholei. For sure, the father would agree and would like this idea to give the kids what they need. Even though he said, don't give them more than a shekel, but if a shekel is not enough and need a seller, it's for sure svar the father would like it that the son should get what they need. Aye, why did the father say, don't give them more than a shekel? He only sell out to be mazaras them. So it means to make them try and be in their own, to be independent. Like Rashi says, that the kids themselves should look around to try and find food to eat. And they shouldn't be fresses, like they shouldn't just sit down and be spoiled. That's why the father said, I'll only give you the shekel. But if either the father agrees that if a shekel is really not enough to live on, and you need, if a shekel is not enough, and you need a seller, you need two shkolim, Hamadir to svara, the father would agree that my son should get what he needs. That's why the lachar is, no matter which way the father said, the lachar is the son does get what he needs. That's what he said. But Tanan Hossam, we learned also Gemara in Gittin, Gemara Bavasaram, Tanan Hossam. Hapu'utois, that means young kids. Trashi Tanoikos B'nai Tisho Shmeina. 9 or 8 years old. That's a middle class. They're still a cotton, but they have a little bit of understanding they do have. A co-point of the Rabbanan. Therefore, the locker is Apuota, is a kid that's 9 or 8 years old. Mecha, nekach, or memkra mecha. The metatlin. If they sell utensils that they own or they buy, the mechir is chal, midi Rabbanan, their mechir, what they buy or what they sell is called good. But only by metatlin. Rashi says, Abu Makarka loy, Hachiyovish Tay Cyrus loy Hachiyovi Ben Essen. But to sell property, Kaka, then they have to have a shame of Gedolim. Either to be 13, or else the two Cyrus, or else they don't have two Cyrus until they come 20. Now, Omar Rafram, loy Shonuela Shane Shom Apotropis. It's only said when there's no Apotropis there. There's no, like the father didn't appoint someone to take care of his kids. Let's say the father appointed somebody to take care of his kids, or else Desden did. Then we say if the kid sold something, if they bought something, what they buy, what they sell means nothing. That's what he says. It's only if there's no apotropis. But if there's an apotropis there, then since there's somebody over them, they can only do according to what the apotropis says. And if he doesn't give the permission to sell it, the sale is not chal. Mimai, what's the proof of this? Midiktani, because we learned in our Mishnah, ein maisa ktana klum. It says in our Mishnah, a maisa ktana means nothing. A ktana can't do anything. Ein maisa ktana klum. And here we're talking about chur as a shlish. She see the mokum is a shlish, does not patropos like. A ktana can't do anything. So even though she came to the shir of puuta, she's already 8 or 9 years old, her sale means nothing. Tomorrow no, v'dilma heichadika shlishani. Maybe the difference between a shlish, a third person that's holding the money, between an apotropos, maybe a shlish is worse. Shrashishani yachadika shlish. Shenishtalsho lakach, opirshaloi mayasavahim. Here the father gave over the money to a third person to hold it, and he told him exactly what to do with it. Therefore, we say the money has to go directly to her and not to her husband. But maybe the apotropos, and maybe an apotropos is not so strong over the kids, and therefore he has to look after what they need. But maybe if they themselves want to sell something, maybe they have a right to sell it. Said Gemara in Cain, if so, listen, our Mishnah should have said a lashon of Avu Biktana Yasa Shlish Mashurslash Piyodi. That if the girl is still a ktana, then the shlish, the third person that's holding the money from her father, he should do what he's supposed to do. That's what the Mishnah should have said. That it's a din in the third person, he's supposed to do what he was told to do. My ain my sektana klum. What does our Mishnah say? A strong lashon of the last words of the Mishnah is Avu Biktana ain my sektana klum. By ktana, what she does means nothing. Why does the Mishnah say such a strong lashon? Shemamina filu bialma. Mashmino, any time there's somebody watching over the ktana, any type of an apotropos there is, somebody to watch after them, even though the Gila Puata is already 8 or 9 years old, if they sell something or buy something, nothing doing. That's a strong lashon of our Mishnah. Ein maisa ktana klum. When a ktana does something, it means absolutely nothing. After the Mishnah in Gittin says there's a loch and a puotos, if they sell something or they buy something, it's good. That's only where there's no apotropis. There's nobody over them. Then it's in their own power to do what they want. But when there's somebody watching over them, they can't do it without the apotropis. Yadru alecho mitzias isha. Mishnah says, Hamadir es ishtoi, milehen es loi, if a man makes a neder that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment to his wife. Kids, he can't support his wife, can't give her no money, can't give her no clothing, no food, he can't give her any enjoyment. So lacha is, ad lamed yom, if he only made the neder for 30 days, so you say, okay, is yamed parnas, let him appoint a third person like to feed his wife, and after the 30 days, then they'll live together again. Yes, the mikan, let's say he made the neder for more than 30 days, then we say, yaitzi viting suba, nothing doing, you have to give her a get, and she collects the tsuba, it's not her fault, you're the one that's causing this. What do you mean you're not going to feed her? So Rashi says like this, we're not talking about Hanos Tashmishoi, because he's Meshubit to her, that he can't ask her. But it means to say rather, the Mizoinus, that he's not going to feed her, support her. And even on this Gemara is, how could the husband do it? The husband is Meshubit, the tonight tsuba is, you have to support and feed your wife. So how could you make a ned, you're not going to feed your wife anymore? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But if he makes it for 30 days only, we say, Yamat Parnes, Zerashi, Shliach Shifanasenu. Let him appoint the third person, that person should support his wife. And the Gemara is going to ask also, if he makes a Shliach, the Shliach is like he's doing it. That should also be Yasa to do with them. So we'll see in the Gemara. Yeah. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda says like this, the Yisrael, if we're talking about an Ashes Yisrael, the husband is a Yisrael, Choy de Shechid Yikayim. For 1 month, they should still stay married. Ushnayim yaitzei v'itein suba. But if he makes the neder for 2 months, then the loch is he should give her a get, and she has a right to collect the suba. So Rashi says, "Yisrael and Yisraelu sheyochol asa hirushosai." Like even if he gives her a get, still he can take it back again. So therefore, we say that after 2 months, then give her a get. The koyin. Let's say though, it's Nesha's Kayin now, the husband is a Kayin here, then we say, Shnayim Nikayim. If you only made a neder for 2 months even, they should still stay married. Because if you give her a get, you can't remarry her. So don't give her a get so fast. Therefore we say, even though he made a neder for 2 months, that she can't have any enjoyment from him, still they should stay married. But if the neder is for 3 months, that's already too much, then the din is yaitse viting suba. So that's the machlag of Yehuda, is like says more, 2 or 3 months. Tanakhama says 1 month, 30 days. Yehuda says by Yisrael is 2 months, and by Eshes Kohen is 3 months. Now, Hamadiras Ishtoi Shloititoim Echod Mikola Peris. If a husband makes a neder, his wife can't taste a fruit, a certain type of a fruit, Echod Mikola Peris, he makes such a neder that she can't eat. Shrashi Kohenim Pri Plerni Alai Vulkayim Lo. Or that, with the lady, your wife, his wife made this neder. She said upon herself, I'm making a neder that I can't eat any more apples. And the husband was mekayim the neder. He says, okay, let the neder be chal. Halacha is, yoytsev yiting suba. The husband has to give her a get, and he has to give her a suba also. Soon we'll see why. You have Yudhuayim, it depends. Since the husband did this, so the husband has to give her a get. We have Yudhuayim, be Yisrael yemechot. Yikayim. If by Eishas Yisrael, if they made the nether for 1 day, it's okay. Shinaim, if the nether was for 2 days already, Yaitzev Yitink Suba, she has the right to get a get. Well, the Kain, if she's married to a Kain, Shinaim Yikain, for 2 days, they should still stay married. Shloisha Yaitzev Yitink Suba, if they made the nether for 3 days already, that she can't eat a certain type of a fruit for 3 days, then she has the right to get a get. Hamadiris Ishtoi Shloitiskashe Piechud Mikolaminim. If a person makes a neder, his wife cannot put on a certain type of jewelry. She can't make herself look nice. Piyechud mikolaminim, for many type of a thing that they put on to make themselves look nice. Shrashi koinim boisim pleni alai v'lekayim lo. Like she says, this type of perfume is also to me. And he says, okay, he is mekayim, he makes a neder, it's a good neder. Halacha is yaitzev yiting suba. Again, that's the reason she has the right to say she wants to get because of that, and she gets a ksuba also. Like the husband is the one who was mekayim the neder, really then the husband should have been made for the neder, and since he wasn't made for, he let the neder stay, it's considered like he's making the neder, therefore he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. Reb Yosi Yomer, v'yanius shlenosen kitzva. If she's a poor lady, then when does she get a get? Only if he didn't put a kitzva. He didn't say an end. He just said she can't eat this peri, or that was a nether, or else she can't wear this makeup. If that was a nether, then she has the right to get a get. But it has to be ein lo kitzva, there's no time limit. It's mashmal oilam. But let's say she's a rich girl, then the wife is rich, she's used to it, then we say shloshim yom. He says no, for 30 days, she doesn't get a get. If the nether was only for 30 days, then we don't tell him to give a get. Mashen came more than 30 days, then we forced the husband to tell the husband to give her a get. So Grace Tuck says, not in 1 or 2 days, but totally, if she's a poor lady, it has to be a neder loilam. And if she's a shiris, then we have to wait at least 30 days. So the Gemara, Zuchur HaKashir is in the first part of the Mishnah, the husband makes a neder, that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, he can't feed her like, for the Gemara, V'chibud HaMeshubud Lo, Hechi Motsim Adalo. Since the husband is Meshubit in a Tanaik Suba to support, feed his wife, how can you make such a nether? You're also to have enjoyment from me. How could there be such a nether? He's Meshubit to support his wife. If you're Meshubit, the nether is not Chal. It's like not doesn't belong to you. It's like you can't ask for somebody else's things on somebody else. So since the food like is Meshubit to her, you can't ask like her food on herself. Have the Gemara. Kol kemine, this is part of the kasha, kol kemine, the ma'afkola l'shibudai. L'shibudai, does the husband have a right to take away his obligations that he has to feed her? For your tanan, we learned like this, the opposite word. Let's say the lady makes a neder. Koinem shani yos l'picho. If the lady, the husband, the wife makes a neder, whatever I make should be yosa to my husband. Halacher is ain't a sorok l'hofer. So the husband does not have to be made for that neder. Why? Alma, we see, kivun de mishabdele. Since the lady, the wife, has a chiyuv to work for her husband, she's meshuba to work for him. So lav kol kimina demafkul elishibuda. She can't make a neder to take away her obligations towards the husband. So hakadama the same way the other way. Kivun the meshuba law. Since the husband has an obligation to support to feed his wife, lav kol kimina demafkul elishibuda. The husband can't make a neder to stop her from feeding his wife. How was the neder chal? So Gemara says like this. Elo, the pshat is like this. Elo, mitoich sheyocholoy melo. Since the husband can tell his wife,
see my siyadechim of zainasecha. Listen, you're working. Keep your paycheck for yourself, and I'm not going to support you. So the husband has a right to, like, take away his obligation to feed his wife. He could tell her, see my siyadecha. You keep your paycheck for yourself, from zainasecha, instead of me supporting you. So nasa koimalo here also. So Rashi says, even though the husband didn't say it, but when he makes this neder, it's as if he said it, nasa, it's like koimalo.